This is CPR News NKRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Hospitalizations for COVID-19 in Colorado dropped to their lowest level in more than a year. Here's CPR's John Daly.
There are 98 patients in Colorado hospitals with confirmed coronavirus cases this week. That's the first time the figure has been below 100 since April last year. Between vaccination and previous infection, the population is likely more protected from severe illness and hospitalization. The vast majority of utilities tracking the virus report decreasing or flat levels in genetic samples from wastewater. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Colorado will receive $2.5 million in settlement money from the maker of Suboxone, a drug that helps ease withdrawal symptoms for people addicted to opioids. State attorneys general, including Phil Weiser in Colorado, allege the company was violating competition laws by changing the drug from a pill to a dissolving film, which lengthens the time a generic could be created. Educators in Pueblo are getting a raise, 12.5% in a tentative agreement with the school district. School nurses and counselors will also see a bump in pay. State lawmakers allocated record education dollars to schools this year, and many districts poured much of it into teachers' salaries. We can expect more rain today and for the rest of the week. Not like a few weeks ago, the rainfall is not expected to reach the levels we saw in early May when several counties were under a flood watch. National Weather Service meteorologist Scott Entry.
It's probably more typical afternoon showers and thunderstorms that we're normally more used to. We'll probably see a good round of these pretty much every day this week.
Since last month, parts of the Front Range have seen up to 9 inches of rain, according to Colorado State University's Colorado Climate Center. And Colorado Springs and Metro Denver can expect more rain today and highs in the 60s and 70s. This is CPR News and KRCC.